A devotion for Wednesday of Holy Week. Christ appeared to the spiritually broken. We read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5. He, that is Jesus, appeared to Cephas, who is Peter, and then to the 12. Peter remembered the conversation vividly. Jesus told his disciples they would all fall away when they witnessed his mistreatment at the hands of those in authority. Peter replied with an arrogance that now made him wince, "I never will." Jesus warned, "This very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." How many times do you think Peter rehearsed that dialogue in his head after he heard the rooster crow? Tears blurred his vision as he ambled aimlessly in the darkness, muttering, "Why? Why? Why?" His self-talk wasn't kind. "I'm such a failure. So pathetic. How could God ever love a coward like me?" Let's not be too harsh on Peter. All of the other proud disciples also said they'd never disown Jesus, but then they ran and hid, locked away in fear and shame. Remembering can be agonizing. How could I have done that? How can I possibly make things right again? That's exactly where Satan wants us to be. Thinking about past offenses, hoping we can do something to balance the scales, beating ourselves up in the baseless bet that somehow the misery might help us feel better, or at least worthy of pity. There's no real hope in the world of regret and embarrassment. Forgiveness doesn't live there. Sorrow devastates. But faith renews and restores. God's gift of faith grasps the stunning reality. The death of Jesus means life for the sinner. Jesus submitted to the Father's will and willingly accepted the punishment for the sin of all people, past, present, and future. Suddenly, the Christ who was killed stood among the disciples, very alive. In a kindly tone, he announced, "Peace be with you." No more fear or doubt. He explained, "Repentance and the forgiveness of sins will be preached in my name." Later, another conversation. Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, do you love me?" Peter answered, "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Peter needed to hear that. We do too. We pray. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen.